This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, September 30, 2008. Stand firm in His joy. The scripture is Philippians 4, verse 1. That is how you should stand, firm in the Lord, dear friends. A local TV station advertises that their news is uniquely prepared for you. In return, it requires a response by you. Such a bold claim, however, is probably better reserved for the Bible. The good news that joy is Jesus' gift for you invites a response by you. Paul's longing for his dear friends moves beyond social contact to spiritual impact. They are his joy and crown because they stand firm in the Lord. From Paul's warm friendship flows his repeated encouragement that they find their strength in the joy of the Lord. Since this good news is for them, it calls for a response by them. It's far too easy to forget the main message of grace and revert to old, deadly patterns, like trying to earn God's favor or carelessly putting our hope in the riches of the world. But what can be seen and touched can also be easily lost or stolen. Believers, therefore, must be vigilant. What is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. In the gospel, joy always remains the gift of God's eternal grace. God's good news of joy in Jesus Christ is uniquely prepared for you. What is your response? Will you allow His eternal joy to enter and define your heart? Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, I know Satan seeks to take away what you give, yet I praise you that I already have victory in Jesus. Give me courage to stand firm in His strength. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.